Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the vanities of life and how important it is to get rid of these things. You know, within life, you will find moments of greatness, and you will find moments where things are just not going right. I was reminded recently of Solomon. Solomon was a great man. Solomon was called to great things. Solomon was called to do what God did not want anybody else to do. Not even David could do what Solomon did. Solomon was called to build the temple of God. And it was so awesome what he did. In fact, David, he gave Solomon the materials and he actually built up the materials for Solomon to eventually build the temple when he did. And Solomon was called to be great. Solomon was called to do great things. But a time came in Solomon's life where Solomon allowed the influences and the corruption of the world creep into his heart and to become something that God has not called him to be. You see, in the book of Proverbs, you will hear about all the wisdoms and all the principles of God. And Solomon speaks in the book of Proverbs with such a clear mind and such a clearness that comes from him in terms of the principles of God, who God is, and really just where things should be. But later on in life, when you get to the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a whole lot of things that is said, vanities of vanities, and just there's a very different spirit and a very different being that speaks there. And that was in a time when Solomon was not in his greatest place. Solomon had forsaken God. Solomon had taken on other gods, and Solomon was not the person that God has called him to be. Now, why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because there are so many times within our lives that things begin to happen. There are so many times in life where you have a good season, a good year, a good whatever. And then there are moments in life where things begin to happen and you are not in the best season of your life. We think that as Christians, we think that as people who serve God, everything is always just going to be okay. We think that God just magically needs to appear and God needs to take us out of things. Whereas when we look in the Bible and we hear Paul say things like, "It's a thorn in my flesh." And God didn't want to remove the thorn in his flesh. You see, sometimes it's for character building, for God to see who we really are. Because the Bible says that I have tested you and I've tried you to see what is in your heart. And sometimes the test is for promotion. Sometimes the test is to go to a better place. Sometimes it is for God to see, can I trust you with what I have in my heart for you? But there are times, many times, that we fail God and we fall to the vanities of life. If money comes, and then we fall for money. When fame comes, we fall for fame. Anything that can be a distraction just comes and we are off track. And that is really how God tests us and how God sees what is in our hearts. Now, one of the strong weaknesses that was found in Solomon was his wives. They brought him to a place where he literally started worshipping their gods because he wanted to please his wives. He started worshipping other gods. And that is what took him away from God. There are many things in life that are not as great as we think it is. For Solomon, it was to please his wives. For Solomon, he gave them the power. He gave them the power to become great over him. And how many times in life do we give people the power to change us? You see, ladies and gentlemen, we often say it is this one's fault, it is that one's fault, but we give people the power. We are the one that allows the vanities of life to enter into our lives. Who I become tomorrow is nobody else's fault but mine. What I am today and tomorrow is all by choice. And Solomon lived a life then that was far from God. And I'm of the opinion where scholars speak about the fact that he did return to God. But at the end of the day, we lose so much time, we lose so much purpose when we become what God has not called us to be. And so I want to ask you the question today. What kind of vanities have you taken up? What have you become that God has never called you to be? What have you succumbed to? What have you been giving up so that you can become something that you were never? When we look at Saul's life and we look at what happened with Saul and how he lost his kingdom and how he became someone that was off his head because the kingdom was taken from him. And it wasn't that God wanted to take the kingdom from him. It was by his own choice because he became great in his own eyes. And sometimes when God blesses, and even where his anointing is concerned and his anointing comes on us, we become great in our own eyes. And we don't remain humble. And we don't remain who God has called us to be. Our strength comes from God. Whatever we have comes from God. Nothing that I am and nothing that I will become is up to me. It is all up to God. And it is important that I understand the statement in my life. And you understand it. Because the greatest of me, the greatest version of me, can only come from God. And the worst version of me can only come from me when I give into my flesh. And so you may be finding yourself in a situation where you feel distraught, a situation where you feel like you are not that person anymore. And it can be rectified when we come back to God. It can be rectified when we become what God has called us to be. It is up to you to get to a place where God is calling you to become who He needs you to become. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, our entire lives are made up of every single thing that we have on the inside of us. Sometimes we use it and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we lose it. And it is all because of us. And so I want to call you back to purpose this morning. I want to call you back to you. I want to call you to a place of where you need to lose your vanity. A place where you need to become less like what the world wants you to be and more like God wants you to be. It is up to you today to say, I am coming back. There's a beautiful song that we all know, old song. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Where it's all about you. And when we come back to that place where we worship God, suddenly we reach our center And suddenly God begins to flow and purpose begins to flow again. And suddenly the insanity that you've been feeling for years is gone. The disturbances and peace comes. Peace comes and you are surrounded by the glory of God. It is time for that to return. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I'm letting go of everything and I'm coming back to the heart of worship where it's all about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.